Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching is entitled, Help My Unbelief. The reading is from Mark's Gospel, where a man asks Jesus to heal his son. Jesus said to him, If you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes. So the father cried out, I believe, help my unbelief.
There are so many times that we go through life and we wonder exactly what is going on. And we struggle. There are so many things going on with sexual abuse in the church. There's so much going on with politicians and what's happening in Washington, D.C. There are so many things that are happening with not only our government here in the United States, but governments across the globe. And we wonder, what is it all about? Where is it leading us? And I find myself listening to what the Lord is saying, you know, help my unbelief. How is it that I am not able to make it? How is it that I'm not able to do all the things that I really want to do? And then you just ask, you know, why is it that things are happening the way they are? And then you just get to the disciples and they say, Lord, why could we not drive the spirit out? Why is it that we couldn't change anything? And I find myself saying the same thing. Why is it that even we as a people, we as a nation, we as a world, why is it that we're not able to cast out the demons that are amidst us? And all I can think of is Jesus saying, this kind can only come out through prayer. And I think that what it really is asking each and every one of us is that we become more and more a prayerful people, that we actually spend time in prayer, in deep, devout prayer, that it's not something that we just say with our lips, but we actually make sacrifice for, that we actually do things for, almost like Lent, that we just thrust ourselves into the prayer, because only then can these things really take place? Can they really change? And so we ask the Lord to help us in this change. Lord, why is it that we can't do these things? These things can only come with prayer. Then I say, Lord, please help my unbelief. Amen. Thank you.